Jake Holmes pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Leopold camp, and of course, a tough old year for the Lions. First year coach Jace Tom has been good enough to join us for Harmac Holmes, and standing beside him, Josh Conway.
Afternoon, Jace. Welcome back to K-Rock Footy, mate. Firstly, this Pride Cup event, I know it's something both clubs are very proud to be a part of. How do you see it from your point of view?
Yeah, these sort of initiatives that are excellent, like local footies, are a great way to showcase different aspects of the community, and this is a good way for the community to come together, and especially today on a standalone day where there's not much other footy happening, and it's turned into a reasonable, despite it being cold, it's still a nice day, and I think there's a good crowd here already, so.
Certainly is fresh, and that'll be good for me later this afternoon. What are you looking to execute today? As Kingy mentioned, it's been a tough year for the Lions, but what are you looking to execute and implement today against Newtown?
Look, last week in South Bowen, I think if we play the same style of footy and can capitalise on our forward entries a little bit better, which we've worked on all week, I think I don't think our footy was that bad. Obviously, you know, look at our win-loss and it looks ordinary, but performance-wise, you know, with the exception of some Joeys, I think we've performed reasonably well. We just haven't got the wins. So, and at the end of the day, that's what you get judged on, and we cop that. But I don't stand here and say we've been super disappointing from a performance point of view.
Jace, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You were a wonderful goal kicker. Did you lead a bit of goal kicking practice through the week after 6-18 against South Bowen?
The boys do a bit of, it's hard at training, like, you know, and local footy, the biggest challenge as a coach is time management, how you manage your time to train different aspects of the game, and unfortunately goal kicking is probably one of those things that the boys have really got to practice in their own time, and we've got a net down there now, and I know a lot of the guys spend a lot of time before training on that, but as a group, unfortunately it would be nice to practice goal kicking, because it's a skill that I think you put a lot of practice into, and you do get better at. I found that in my career, but I know the guys that they do some reviews on their performance, and a lot of them put that down as something they want to work on during the week, and I know they did.
You've got 13 players who have less than 15 games experience, and you're going to have two debutants today. Can you tell us a little bit about Nicholas Ash and Harry Waters? Great to see the Ash name running around. Put us in context with the Ash surname for Nicholas in relation to the rest of the Ashes.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Oh.
I haven't got on Ancestry.com and been through the family tree.
Nice one. They're all related to Les somehow.
Yeah, I used to live off Ash Road, so...
Close enough.
No, Nick, he's a ripper. You'll notice when we get out there, there's not a heap of him, but he... And Harry's the same, I'll talk about him in a minute, but Ashy has trained with us for 2 or 3 months, done all our match sim, all our intra-club games when we had the break, and performed really well. Like, as I said, there's not much of him, but geez, he has a crack. He gets knocked over time and time again, and he bounces to his feet as quick as anyone, and he's got a massive engine and work rate, and he's really deserved his opportunity today. And on the back, you know, him and Harry have probably been the two best players all year for the 19s. They're in the best every week, and a competitive under-19s in Division 1. So I think they've warranted their selection today, and potentially even a little bit overdue from their performances. So we're excited to see what Ashy brings. And Harry's an interesting story. So he comes from Hamilton. Another young fella just made the journey down because they wanted a change of scenery. And we had the Simon Close connection. They knew the Closes, and that got him to Leopold. And they just sort of rocked up on our doorstep, really, and played on an 19s footy. And you won't miss him. He's got one of the best mullets you'll ever see, Kingy. And you can't miss him out there.
Because there's some discussion that he might become K-Rock's own, because we know that's there's only a chosen few who do that. Obviously, K-Rock's own Tom Gillett, K-Rock's own Jake Wood.
No pressure on him.
No pressure.
Jake Wood, very much so.
Yeah, K-Rock's own Jake Wood. So now it might be captain. So there's a lot of pressure on him. What do you do? Well, I know the football director very well at this football club that you're with. When do you start thinking about what it looks like now with the young boys in your team and what it looks like for next year? Having the season probably go now and not be able to play finals.
Yeah.
You've obviously started thinking about that already.
Yeah, look, I think that's always a balance, even when you're in a really strong position, I think, because that's my personal opinion as a coach, because, you know, it's not all about just winning the premiership that year as a coach. That's not all my job is. It's to help develop the kids that we've got coming through. So In the same token, you want to win every game of footy. So we want to win today as badly as we did in round one and every other game. So we picked a side today that we think gives us our best chance of winning, and that includes two kids that get their first opportunity at senior level. It's definitely not a case of, the season's done, let's just play kids. We want to win footy and we want to beat Newtown today.
Because you're going to back those kids in, obviously, now for the rest of the season and potentially into the next, two or three years, which is, I suspect, you're just going to have to work out what you might need outside of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's those discussions obviously happen during the year, and that's something that we get to work at, as well as the day-to-day work of getting a footy team ready for the weekend.
For Harmac Holmes, speaking with Leopold coach Jason Tom, he's Matt Kershaw on Carrick Footy.
Jace, just for the listeners at home, you're scoring enough, you're getting enough opportunities to score. You're seventh in the comp for score four, so you're sort of getting enough opportunities to score. You spoke about how during the week you worked on your forward entries. So just for the listeners, does that entail drills, or does it entail vision, or does it entail a bit of both on how you work on that?
Yeah, a bit of everything. So we look at a bit of vision on the things that we think we can get better at, and then we go out and train it. So the forward line that we had against South Bar was pretty small, yep, in size, and we just didn't look after them last week. South Bar took 20 intercept marks, so that just means we kept kicking it down their throat, and that's not how we want to move the ball inside forward 50. So that's something that we've worked out all week, just kicking to advantage, kicking to grass, looking after the bloke that you're kicking the ball to, and it's finding a fine line, because GFL footy, there's so much pressure on the kicker. So it's understandable that it's just thrown on the boot, but when we have got that time and space, I think we just need to be better with how we look after our forwards, and that's been an emphasis for us today.
On the back of that, obviously, if you had a Boyd or a fair, fairly tall target or a big, marking target to go through, it'd straighten you up.
Yeah.
I guess your training drills or your vision or your whatever it may be would change from week to week as to who you have in that forward line.
Yeah, it's spot on, Kersh. Like, there's a lot of talk around what's the game plan. Well, the game plan, it changes every week. I was listening to SEN on the way out here today, and they were talking to about Chris Scott at Geelong, and said one of the things he does best is that they subtly change how they play each week for their opposition, to exploit their opposition, and that's how I sort of go about my planning, and I suppose most coaches do that. You look at the opposition, you do some work on their vision and how they play, and then try and work out a way that is going to exploit that. So, you're spot on with what you say. How you play footy, it changes depending on the players you have in different positions and their attributes and their strengths.
So it's fair to say, pending your list, pending the opposition list, you'd have 11 different styles of play going into your forward half. You really could, the way you shape up. So,
and sometimes it can seem like I'm, chopping and changing with how we want to play, but there's no point in having this this great game plan if you haven't got the personnel or the blokes play differently.
Up front,
it doesn't suit that game plan. So.
Exactly right.
Are you enjoying it?
Loving it. Yeah, look, I am. It sounds ridiculous, and there's obviously some pressure involved, and rightly so. And when you look purely at the win-loss record, that could be conceived as not good enough. But I love a challenge, and I don't shy away from the challenge we've got. The footy club expect to be in a better position that we're in, and that comes back to a lot of that comes back to me, and I'm working harder and giving everything I've got, and the group that we've got are just incredible, like their effort and how hard they work. So I'm confident that it'll turn.
You locked away for next year?
Moose isn't real. His paperwork's not his strong point. I'm still yet
There's
to sign.
There's a few other things that are not his strong point either. That would be one of them.
I'm still yet to sign for this year. So.
He works at the Australian Bureau of Statistics. That doesn't give me any confidence in the Bureau if his paperwork's that good.
I did see a photo of him yesterday in a water carrier's top. It wasn't real flattering.
Moose is Matt Aston, the Liverpool football director.
He'll be over here in a minute, too, after we've talked.
They certainly only come in mediums or smalls, that's for sure.
You're not signed for this year.
you'll have to ask Moose that question.
But you expect to coach Liverpool?
I hope to. Yeah, like I said before, I'm putting a lot of work into next year. Conversations as they do, they start. But at the end of the day, I'm coaching. I'm 1-7, so that is what it is. Like, I just keep getting on with what I'm doing. So that's all I can say.
All right. A few on the sidelines. Tom Ruggles, we believe, was just unavailable this week to a family commitment.
Yep.
So you'll get him back. The likes of Boyd, Jai Cross, who we haven't now seen for 2 months.
Yep.
Can you give us an update on where guys like that are at?
Crossy won't play for the rest of the year, so he got into the fire brigade. So he's been fully fit, but obviously that career progression, the risk of getting injured was too great for him, which we fully support. So he'll be our runner today, and he'll go through the academy, the whatever they call it, in the fire brigade, yep, the end of this year, and then hopefully we get him back next year.
Right. Tom Feely?
Tom Feely was having some shoulder surgery. He was tossing up whether to train this week and try and play, but decided against it, and he'll have shoulder surgery in the next month and be ready to go.
Boydy,
hopefully after the bye. Just had a baby.
That was a broken hand.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. He was half a chance to play last week, but he just had a baby, and there's been a bit going on there. But he'll be, yeah, he's keen. He'll be back after the bye. So will Sammy Hughes. So will Riley Hayden.
You'd be filthy that Ollie Tate's gone in and had a good year at Geelong, considering were you really planning for Ollie Tate to be wearing the hoops of Geelong?
No, we weren't. Not initially. But Ollie's a ripper, and I'm happy with, you know, obviously there's no doubt that he'd be handy to have. And we had him this week until about Wednesday afternoon. So, and I think a couple of Geelong guys went down during the week, so he played there.
Well, but Mark O'Connor might have been the one that cost you in the end.
Okay. Ollie be here today, and I've got so much time for him, and yeah, I'm sure we'll see him. He can't play VFL till he's 40, can he?
The way he's playing, Kieran Fulton, is the door still open for him? The way Peter Riccardi spoke when he went back, it was like he was only going back for the rest of this year to go back and enjoy his footy. He's had so much going on in his life, so many injuries, a car accident, and that he was open to coming back to the GFL.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we talked to Kieran before he made a decision to go back, and like, to be honest, I didn't think that was a real feasible option. Like, but in saying that, you know, who knows what happens at the end of the year if he's got another desire to play GFL footy. But as you know, the commitment to this standard of footy is huge, and he'd have to be prepared to do that.
How close have you been to playing again after your little cameo a couple of months ago?
Never again, King. It was embarrassing that day. And I just gave my boots to Crossy for running today, and he can keep them.
Oh, I love it.
I love the honesty.
I love it too.
Yeah. Jace, it's been a tough year, but there's a game of footy to win this afternoon and an important one on the calendar as well, the Pride Cup. We talked to you after the game, and hopefully we're talking to you with 4 points in the bank and something to build a platform on for the rest of the year. Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks, boys. Keep up the work. Great work.
Jace, Tom joining us. Thanks to Harmac Homes. Now, Harmac Homes are passionate about understanding your new home dreams and dedicated to exceeding expectations every single day. Your dream, our commitment, it's the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.